So you say, well, preacher, what does it mean then when he says, thy kingdom come? Well, in simple terms, it is a longing, a prayer and a desire that should be in our hearts for the advancing of the gospel among the people of this world. That's what it is. It's an evangelical prayer. It's tremendous. And it refers to the reign of God among men, which first begins with grace in the heart and conversion and culminates and wonderfully reaches its climax in glory itself. And that's what we're praying. Lord, do a work in the hearts of the unsaved. Bring sinners to yourself. Save them by your grace. Bring them through. Glorify them at the end. And be pleased to glorify your holy name. Now remember, this fits in with the previous petition. Hallowed be thy name. We don't see it being hallowed. So what do? Do you give up? Do we let ourselves be discouraged? Do we think it's the end of all things? No. If we understand that men do not hallow the name of God, then we get on our knees as a church and Christians, and we get to God and we say, Lord, work your kingdom in the hearts of men and women. Save them. Show them Christ. Bring Christ to their life. Deliver them from their sin and their bondage. You see, man is not just sinking as he likes to think he is, but he's sunk, he's down, he's dead, he's gone. We need a revival of this proportion. True salvation. True quickening power. And when the Lord is saying, thy kingdom come, he understands that there is a kingdom of darkness in this world. He understands there is Satan who has his kingdom. And it's a prayer for the dismantling and the destruction and the strongholds of Satan to be bound and spoiled and broken. And that, my friend, is how we should be praying. Lord, deliver men and women from their sin. Deliver them from their captivity. I know we ought to pray for the sore legs and the colds and the coughs and all the things which are under the sun and the difficulties, but we've lost this maybe. And even as we prayed in our individual prayer life, how much time do we spend, and I say it to my own heart as well, that we just pray for the kingdom of God to envelope and to take hold of hearts of men and women? Because that's what Christ tells us to pray. That's what he says. He doesn't really make any mention of gifts and sensational sights, does he? He says, thy kingdom come.